Turned the tide for you in the third, and what was missing in those first two periods?
They got off to a good start. We've had a tough time starting at home so far. I think we were just a little bit slow. Mistakes kind of compounded, and in the third, we just kind of, let go of some of the baggage and just went out and played and got into a good rhythm. Spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. I think we made the goalie a little bit uncertain in the net and pounced on a couple of rebounds.
Much need to be said after two blank, or just coming internally?
Yeah, whatever is said or done, keep it between us. But, I think it's just about trying to find a way to unshackle our group, just seems like we're carrying a lot of weight, carrying a lot of expectation, and it's inhibiting us from kind of playing our game. So I thought in the third, there was a little bit more freedom in terms of how guys were moving, and just seemed like guys were breathing a little bit and playing the game.
Did the line juggling help at all?
Yeah, sometimes it sparks things. Our line, had a good third, spent a lot of time in the offensive zone, popped a couple, and so sometimes those things work, and tonight was one of those nights.
What's it say about this team that a guy like Ben Chiarot can, jump up and have the impact that he does and have the confidence to do that in a game like this?
Well, if you know Benny, he's got some confidence, and I mean that in a good way. Benny, he's had to fight for it, and, for me, he's been a guy that's come in this year. His work's been a little bit different in practice, how he prepares. Looks like a veteran professional defenseman back there, and you can see it in the way he's playing. I think he's more sure of himself out there, making some quick plays, scored a couple goals, but I think just the little things he's doing have been great.
Best Winnipeg minor match game with an empty net. It's a bit more urgency when there's no one behind you.
Sorry, what was the first part?
The best minor advantage came when there was an empty net, when it's 5-4-4. Is there a bit more urgency on the team when there's no goalie to back you up there with a minute to go, 2 minutes to go?
We're trying to tie the game, so yeah, there's urgency. There's urgency on every power play. We went 1-for-5 tonight. That's going to happen. It's still 20%. It wasn't pretty. Our breakouts weren't pretty. But, it's good that we can have the composure to make a play when the game's on the line. And, if I'm not mistaken, we got a big draw, kept it in the zone, made some plays, and got a loose puck. We were able to bounce on it.
You talked about the weight of the expectations. Is that by the consistency? You guys are still trying to find that consistency?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know exactly what it is. We're fighting though. I guess through all that, through the inconsistent play, it's not pretty. We are battling. It might not look like it, but as a group, I think we're sticking together and we're battling on it. And you don't come back from 3-1 without a lot of fight. So there's definitely a lot to build off of there.